Let us go to Psalm, the 11th chapter, and verses 4 and 5 for our thought for the day. And that is that God does try our hearts. God does test and try and prove the hearts of men and women everywhere. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Now, when God sees that a person loves him, then God spends special time, as it were, in planning and designing exactly the kind of tests and trials and sufferings and tribulations that we need in order to perfect us in Jesus Christ. Now, this seems to be rather a mysterious verse. How does God try us with his eyelids? Now, in the natural, the eyelid is like the door to the window of your soul. Your eyes are the windows of your soul, and your eyelids are the doors. So when we want a sunlight in, we open the doors and the sunlight streams in. And the natural types, the spiritual. Now, the pupil of the eye is likened unto an apple. God said that Israel was the apple of his eye, or the very pupil of his eye. And if we study in the Word of God, we find the apple represents understanding. And so, beloved, the idea is this, that when God wants to shut off his light that streams out of his countenance, out of his face to us, he just shuts the door a little bit. He tries us by shutting off the light of understanding that streams out of his windows, as it were, that streams out of his eyes. And he leaves us, as it were, momentarily in a night season spiritually. He leaves us, as it were, momentarily in a day of darkness. And this presents a great test and a great trial to a sincere soul that loves the light, loves the Word, loves the presence of God. And I can recall many, many times going through this experience as a new Christian and wondering what in the world has happened. What's going on? And I can remember so clearly even Satan coming to accuse me and saying, oh, you've done some awful thing and God's turned his back upon you and he'll never have anything to do with you again. You see, I didn't have enough Word and enough light of the Word to know and to have faith and to understand that this was part of God's way of testing and trying me. You know, it's easy to walk when we're clothed and bathed in the light of his glory, in the light of his countenance, in the light of his understanding. But beloved, that's a gift. And sometimes the Heavenly Father has to close the eyelid a bit and leave you to yourself to see what you will choose when you're left all by yourself. The idea would be more or less the same as a husband and a wife that would be separated. It's one thing to be true to your companion when you're together. It's another thing to be true when you're separated and no one is watching you and you're left to your own private desires and your own private decisions as a result thereof. And likewise in the spiritual, Jesus Christ is the lover of our soul. He's the heavenly bridegroom, and it's one thing to walk with him when he is smiling upon us with the light of his countenance and the windows of his face, as it were open, and the eyelids are open, the doors are open, and the shutters are open, the window shades are pulled up, and the light is streaming in. That's one thing. It's another thing when he closes his eyelids, as it were, a bit, and shuts off that light, and we're left then to our own personal opinion. We're left to our own personal decision. Do we still love Jesus? Do we love him? Is it we love him when things are going well? We love him when the blessing is there? Or do we love him, beloved, when the light is shut out and we're seemingly momentarily in a time of darkness? Now, I don't care, beloved, which church you go to. If you are a Christian, every Christian has had this experience of times when God has bathed their souls in the light of his countenance. They have had times when it seemed that God was a long way off, and it seemed that they were shrouded and clothed with darkness. God does that to try the children of men, to see if we will choose him, if we really want him down in the bottom of our wills, to see if we want just his gifts of light and glory, or to see if we want him as a person, to see if we love him as a person. If we do, then, beloved, we'll choose him, whether it's light or whether it's dark. And so God does try the children of men with his eyelids. And so, of course, the eyelids have the eyelashes on them in the natural, and the word, the connotation in the Hebrew is the idea is an eyelash fluttering to cover like a set of wings. So our eyelids are sort of like a little set of wings, little set of feathers. And God used feathers and used the wings of the cherubim in the Mosaic Tabernacle to cover the Shekinah glory. And God gave Lucifer wings when he stood upon Holy Mount Zion back in eternity to cover the holy city. God gave him wings to cover. And so God gave fowls wings in the natural to cover from the wind and the rain. And so God uses his eyelids with their feathers, as it were, the eyelashes, as it were, to cover the light, to obscure the light, and to hide the light, to see what we'll do when we're left in darkness with our own will. And how beautiful to be in love with Jesus Christ. How beautiful that when we're tried, we find out that we love Jesus Christ down in our will, that we love him as a person, not just loving his gifts, but we love him so much that we'd rather wait and stand alone and wait for him to return in his glorious light than to go off after some strange lover, as it were, of this world, or after Satan, or after our own things, and stand true to him. And so God is marvelous and wonderful and precious to try us. The Lord trieth, present tense, the righteous. So this is not a verse that was to apply to some generation long ago. The word trieth is in the present tense, and that is to experiment with us with darkness, to see if we love him in darkness or love him just in the light. Some people love just when the light is there, and then God wants us to love, though, when the darkness isn't there. Then we can say we love God all the time. We love him day and night. We can praise him day and night. And so, beloved, it's not enough to love him in our spiritual day seasons, our spiritual light seasons. We must love him in the nighttime. We must love him in the dark. And for this reason, he tries us with closing his eyes, as it were. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faithfulness that you do test us and try us with darkness by closing your eyes, shutting up the windows of heaven momentarily, that we cannot see which way to go, to just try us to see if we'll stand still and wait for thy salvation and love you and praise you. Lord, bless these words of life and truth to the hearts of people in Radio Land today, because we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.